You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. How are you all doing? It's a little nippy in my studio. I don't know if the heat is working as well as it should. So I kind of got a couple layers. It's a little cold, but I love it, though. I would rather be cold than hot. You know, this is Christmas time, the Christmas season. I love it. I love it. I got to sing. I got to have some Christmas songs as part of the show. I'm going to work on that. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. I just love it. I love this time of year. You know, I had some hot chocolate earlier today, and oh, it was good. A lot of calories, though. We were talking about that in the previous hour. A lot of times these drinks, these hot chocolates, like I got my hot chocolate from McDonald's. It was so yummy. My Mick chocolate, right? It was Mick yummy. But high calories, though. You got to watch your calories. You know, it's interesting. The FDA is going to be reviewing evidence now to see if chocolate really does help you grow. Like, really? Well, no, actually, it's not the FDA. It's the European Union. Apparently, the European Union Committee, right, has about 200 health claims that they actually have to need to review. And one of which is chocolate helps you grow. Really? Does chocolate help you grow? I mean, I know dark chocolate can help the heart and protect against stroke, yet milk chocolate, which is what I prefer, doesn't. You know, the more milky, the chocolatey, the more sweet, but the more dark chocolate and the more bitter, the better it is for you. Here's my problem, though. When it's too bitter, it doesn't taste like chocolate. I mean, I like the Ghirardelli chocolate. I like the chocolate that has, you know, the alcohol in it. I remember Sam's Club years ago. They don't do it anymore. They had these little chocolates that would have Grand Marnier in the middle, or they would have Bailey's Irish Cream, and you'd give them away as gifts. You know, and I'd buy a bunch of them going, why am I giving these away? I'd rather have these. And my husband's like, give them away. I'm like, all right. Those are my favorite types of chocolates. But, no, I don't think chocolate helps you grow. So apparently the European Union's look at that. They're also looking at how sugar-free chewing gum can help neutralize plaque acids. I don't know. You kind of wonder if it does stimulate the saliva. Would that help? They say, does sugar-free chewing gum help promote dental, or does it help prevent dental cavities? I don't know. Does products that contain calcium promote normal bone growth in children? So there's a lot of claims that these foods make. Remember, it's all marketing. It's all marketing. So, you know, they're going to claim, oh, this is healthy. This is good for the bones. We talked about this when we were talking about fruit juice last week. Remember we were talking about fruit juice and the arsenic? And that was found in some of the fruit juices. 10% of the fruit juices had arsenic levels that were more than the parts per billion that FDA allowed. I guess FDA only allows 10, and some were up into the 80s. But I said, you know, what's most damaging is the sugar content of these fruit juices and the fact that kids are substituting that for a healthier beverage. You know, we need to get water. We need to replenish our fluids with water. We need to get milk into our system when we're kids. So, I mean, it's all marketing because I see these fruit juice companies. Like, we have vitamin C, we have this, we have this. You know, I get sworn by one of my favorite cereals is Lucky Charms. I love Lucky Charms. And I'll pick the Lucky Charms that has on the box, we have vitamin D, we have vitamins in there. So I feel like I'm doing something healthy. Come on, it's all a marketing ploy. It's a marketing ploy. Come on. We were talking about stupid marketing ploys. Remember last week with that Coca-Cola can coming out as silver, right? So diabetics were buying the new Coca-Cola silver can and then drinking it going, wow, this tastes good. And then they realized that they weren't supposed to be drinking it because it was a diet. Just keep your eyes open. It's amazing how these guys play on our subconscious and on our tummies and on our brains. You know, in the previous hour, we had talked about a chewing gum that is supposed to help decrease appetite by incorporating a hormone and vitamin B12. I mean, we really need to trick our minds. Many of these diets, there's things you need to do to kind of trick your mind. You know, one trick I tell people when you're trying to lose weight is to have a picture of yourself in a bathing suit, okay? I mean, don't do underwear. We used to say underwear, but no, because you need that picture at work. And I don't want people saying it's porn, you know? But you have a picture of yourself in a drawer, it can be hidden away, that you look at, and whenever you have a craving, look at that picture. right, and then slam the door shut and move on. Or whenever you have a craving, drink some water. If you really want something sweet, you could take some grapes, throw them in the freezer, pull them out, and then you could pop them in your mouth. Remember, a frozen grape takes a lot longer to eat than a grape that's not frozen. They taste like candy. But you see, it's tricks. We're all trying to do tricks. Same thing with exercising. I'll have to tell people, look, you got to exercise. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, I'm so busy. I don't have time to exercise. Oh, come on, I work out. I'm at the office, and I'm going up and down the stairs. It's obviously not enough. We need to work out an extra hour a day. So then do little tricks. You know, while you're watching TV, do side bends. Do arm circles. Pretend to do the hula hoop. Pretend you're belly dancing. When it's commercials and there's a jingle, dance to it. All right? It's still exercise. Why does everything have to be so black and white? All right? Just think about it. And if there's little things you could do, like even to my show. You know, my show has a little rhythm to it. True, you know, there's no music. You don't hear the music, you know. But just imagine there's music in the background. Dr. Dahlia. Dr. Dahlia. Right? Okay. And you could still be tapping your feet. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, I look like a nervous wreck. But think about it. Those that tap their feet, those that do little leg exercises, those that do, you know, stomach clenches and butt crunches and whatever you're doing, I mean, those are different ways to exercise. But there's a lot of different things you could do that doesn't have to scare your mind. You know, just because I dislike the marketing these companies do doesn't mean it's entirely wrong, all right? We just have to do it our way. I mean, you know, when it comes time to diet and health, I mean, we're always trying to come up with recipes that taste sweet, you know, so you feel fulfilled and you feel like you got something yummy. I mean, I feel so jealous of the rich people in Hollywood. They get a chef that's able to make a 300-calorie meal taste like 900 calories. I would love to have one of those. It's all manipulation. All manipulation. But there has to be good manipulation. I don't like to use the word manipulation. It kind of connotes something evil and bad. But if you're trying to lose weight and you don't like to exercise and you don't like to diet, you're going to have to manipulate your mind. You're going to have to. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Got a lot to talk about. An Indian man throws a bunch of snakes in the middle of a tax office. What do you do if you got bit by a snake? Coming up on the Dr. Dahlia Show.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Oh, darn. I forgot to pee. I didn't realize break was so quick. All right. Well, we're back on air. I guess I'll have to hold it. You see, that's how you get a bladder infection. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. You know, you don't realize you have to pee, and then all of a sudden, you're in a situation where you can't go and pee, and then you got to hold it. And then you forget about it. So just one of you guys remind me if after break I didn't go. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Oh, I hate when that happens. Or like, you know, we rush, we get into the movie theater, we're about to see the movie, you know, like Lord of the Rings or whatever, and you know it's going to be a 3-hour movie, and then all of a sudden you're like, doh! And then you're like, okay, I'll wait for the boring part, and it never happens. Okay, so we're talking about here, interesting, okay, and man in India, right, a snake charmer was pretty ticked off, okay? You think these Occupy protesters are ticked off. This guy was really ticked off. So what he did is he goes into the government land registry office in northern India and drops 3 sacks of poisonous snakes, okay? Poisonous snakes just all over the floor of this tax office. Now, apparently he was upset because he had asked for a plot of land that he could harbor his cobras and his snakes, and they never, I guess, got back to him. He had waited patiently for so long that he says, I had no option but to leave all my snakes in his office. I'm a conservationist and have been seeking the government's help. Officials, of course, pushed back on the charmer's claims. They said he had applied for a lot of land to keep his snakes, all right, but there is no provision for such business. This is translated, by the way. Instead of seeking a written reply, which I don't know even if I could do the accent, which we would have issued. Hakul created panic by letting loose a bunch of snakes all over the office. It was scary. You see the video. You see people taking, sweaters or jackets and trying to, you know, fan these snakes away. And it's a lot of people are kind of laughing at this, but to me it's kind of scary because I've grown up in Phoenix, Arizona, and we had snakes all over the place, you know, rattlesnakes. We were always expecting that, you know, we were going to get a snake or get bit. You'd hear, if, you know, people peeing in the bushes and then getting bit by a rattlesnake. So, you know, my brothers were really freaked out. You know, they were like, okay, well, I'm just only going to, you know, when I pee, just let a little bit poke out, you know. And then I'm like, no. But then, you know, I'd mess with them. I'd be like, yeah, but if you get pee on your pants, that attracts a snake and they'll jump up. They're like, nah, you know, second. Okay, so what do you do if you get bit by a snake, all right? Always remain calm, all right? Keep in mind, you don't know how much venom you got. Okay, when a snake bites you, you don't know how much venom. So just remain calm because you don't want the venom to go through the body, all right? You also want to kind of immobilize the arm. All right, you don't want to, you know how usually when you're swelling, you raise your extremity above the heart to decrease swelling? Not this. With this, you kind of leave the extremity below the heart, okay? Because, again, we really don't want the venom to come to you, all right? You're going to swell, so you got to get rid of any jewelry, any watches, any rings. Most of us forget about that. I had tripped and fallen. And I had brushed it off. But, you know, my hand was swelling. Well, by the time I realized maybe to try taking off the ring, I couldn't take the ring off. Any sort of swelling, whether you're bit by a snake, whether you fall down, whatever, you need to take off any jewelry, okay? Now, if this is somebody else, again, keep them calm. Get them away from the area. I mean, if you get bit, don't just stand there. I mean, try to get the heck out of the way, of course. Okay, you kind of want to clean the wound out, but you don't want to overdo it. Do not suck on the spider bite. They always talk about this. This drives me crazy when we're watching TV. Somebody gets bit in the butt. Right? And the big joke is you gotta suck out the poison. No, you do not do that. You do not suck out the poison. You don't put your mouth on someone else's butt. It's stupid, okay? Cover with a clean, dry dressing because you are gonna probably bleed. And now you have an open puncture wound. The open puncture wound, you could get bacteria in. A lot of times you may have to apply a splint so you aren't moving that extremity that much. Again, keep it loose. Don't tourniquet it. Okay, doing the turn, it doesn't, you know, I mean, there is going to be blood flow. You know, trying to cut off blood supply may actually cause more damage. So don't do that. Don't try to cut out the wound, to cut out the venom. Keep in mind, when the puncture wound goes in, it's already kind of spread. We just don't want to overdo things. They also say don't drink alcohol, right? Don't drink alcohol to kind of make the pain go away. That's not good. Don't drink caffeine. I'd rather you drink fluids, drink water. Now, try to remember what the snake looked like. You need to remember what the snake looked like. Don't try to catch the snake. It's not like a rabid dog. Not that I'd tell any of you guys to go and chase a rabid dog, but because you want to let them know, was it a rattlesnake? And a rattlesnake has the rattles at the end of their tails. Coral snakes are really pretty. They got the red, yellow, black. You usually see them at the zoo. Those are the coral snakes. Water moccasins have white mouths, kind of looking like they got... kind of look like they have rabies, actually, these water moccasin snakes. But anyway, sidewinders, we had a lot of sidewinders, you know, in our house. I remember the only time I ever saw my mom run was a sidewinder. I mean, me and my brother were in the car laughing, you know, that was so cool. You know, there was a snake that it made my mom run. You know, we didn't like my mom that much at the time. And my mom, you know, so we got these, we called the fire department. The fire department came. They were so handsome. You know, and they were able to get the snake, but they were cool. They had these big, long sticks that kind of looked like a fork, and they were able to grab the snake, keep the snake alive, put him in a bag. We thought it was so cool. We're like, can we keep it, Mom? Can we keep it? And I was like, no, where's my Valium? But anyway, so she did really good. And, you know, don't forget, call 911, okay? I know you're going to be panicking. You're like, oh, my God, I got bit. I'm going to die. No, just, you know, relax. Now, you know, some of these sites, I'm reading them. Some of them say, like, right now, I'm pulling up right now, Mayo Clinic, one of my favorites. It says, call 911 or seek medical attention, especially if the area changes color, begins to swell, or is painful. Don't especially. Whenever you're bit by a snake, go and get checked. Also, keep in mind, you need to get your tetanus shot. You got to get your tetanus shot anyway. So nobody's going to call you a wussy. You need to get checked. Okay? You really don't want to mess around. All right, so that is, they did catch all the snakes in the Indian tax office. I just don't know if the guy's going to get them back. Boy, but that's got to be some sort of felony. Assault with a deadly weapon. If you put poisonous snakes into a room full of people, I'm sorry, there's got to be some attempted murder charges or assault or something. That's not cool. That is totally uncool. I understood he was mad, but you don't mess with the staff, okay? All right. I mean, there's other ways to show how mad you are. All right. This person is mad. There's a baggage handler from Nevada's Reno Tahoe Airport. I've been to this airport. I love it. If you ever want an easy airport, go to Reno Tahoe Airport. It is. If you ever have to do a connecting flight, connect through Reno. It's a beautiful city. It is the most awesome, easygoing airport. They got good food, and you don't have to walk a lot. I love that airport. I just want to go to Reno just to go to the airport. I love that airport. Well, anyway, apparently she was fired, the baggage handler, because she refused to load a dog on a plane. Now, there was this hunting dog that was kind of emaciated. His paws were bloody, and he was full of sores, etc. So the lady, Lynn Jones, told her supervisor, she says her supervisor told her to load the dog because the animal's paperwork was in order and the condition wasn't her concern. Yet she's looking at this dog, it's kind of disgusting, and she said no. All right, so then she explained it to airport police, she phoned Washoe County Regional Animal Services. Sounds like everybody backed her up, but she still lost her job. All right, now, why are people traveling with sick animals like that? And, you know, when you're in cargo with all the other animals, you're going to get the other animals sick. Now, when you look at this, you're like, what did the animal have? I love doing that. I love watching TV or looking at an old painting or looking at an animal and trying to figure out what their medical condition was. I mean, bloody, it sounds like it could be a staph infection, honestly. Really. I mean, that's the first thing I think of, a staph. So, good. I'm glad she didn't put the dog. But she gets fired. She gets fired. What's going on here? All right. Now, speaking about people kind of overdoing things, in terms of her bosses, here's an elderly woman. You probably heard about this on the news, where she was strip searched, she said, because she had a defibrillator implanted in her chest, and she didn't want to go through the scanner. All right. So this was when she was at JFK's New York Airport. Her name is Lenore Zimmerman of Long Island. She looked like a real nice lady. She was en route to Florida when she had been moved to a private room, and the TSA officials removed her clothes. She had said she wanted to be patted down, of course, instead of the scanner because she was afraid of her defibrillator. I'll tell you right now, if you have a defibrillator, you can go through the scanner. You can. Just let them know that you have a defibrillator. Just double check with your heart doctor. I mean, you know, most people with a defibrillator, because they just don't want anybody messing with it, goes for the pat down. But from what I understand, you're allowed to go through. Okay? But anyway, she said she kind of, you know, she banged her leg against a walker. She started bleeding. She was sitting there undressed, bleeding. And, of course, you know, TSA says, well, we regret that the passenger feels she had an unpleasant screening. Unpleasant. TSA does not include strip searches as part of our security protocols, and one was not conducted in this case. So anyway, you know, the son who had dropped his mother off, because you don't really get to go through. But wasn't it nice when people would see you off? Now nobody sees you off. You feel like you have no friends. When you come, you know, when you come back, nobody there to see you. Nobody say, yay. You know, it's so cold. But did TSA strip search this woman? She says it happened. I believe her, because these people, everyone's so paranoid now. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's S-E-A-L-A-N-E.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start calling.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Show Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. We got Kyle working the dials at Genesis Communications Network. I thank them for putting us on the bird so everybody could hear us nationally. You can visit us at gcnlive.com. You can hear a whole bunch of great shows. My show, Alex Jones, Jason Lewis. I mean, great, great shows. And I mean, you have a whole day's worth of entertainment, honestly. So please visit GCNLive.com. If you want to call into my show, call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Free Talk Live is, of course, another one of my favorite shows. I love them. Email me at drdahlia.com. Follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And if you want the Dr. Dahlia show in your local city, you got to go to your local talk station and say, bring Dr. Dahlia. Okay? And I'm sure they're not going to say who. Huh? I think they know who I am. I'm loud. I am loud. And I talk too much. I know that. Okay, so what's going on here? There's another woman that tried to cut off their husband's genitalia. Okay, now this is in Palm Springs. A 69-year-old Palm Springs woman was accused of attempting to cut off her husband's penis with a pair of large scissors this past weekend. What is going on? Really? Don't they read the paper? You're going to probably go to jail for life. Is it really worth it? I mean, please. You know, can't you just not sleep with him? Can't you not cook for him? Can't you kick him out of the house? Do you really have to cut off his penis? They say her effort failed although the husband was treated for non-life-threatening wound to the genital area and released from a local hospital. Her name is Virginia Valdez. She was charged with mayhem, assault with a deadly weapon, and felony domestic violence in the alleged attack. This was Saturday evening, according to Palm Springs police. She was released Sunday on a $100,000 bond and faces a court hearing next month. That is ridiculous. The couple has been married for 32 years, and the cause of Saturday's fight at their home remains under investigation. He said it was a longstanding marital dispute. We are not sure what caused her to do it. Husband's name has not been released, nor any pieces of his penis. Police recovered the scissors and will retain them as evidence. All right, they described the scissors as resembling poultry shears. They were more heavy duty than the standard office scissors. You know what would really be scary? Is somebody trying to castrate somebody with one of those Jaws staple removers. That, I think, would be absolutely miserable. I bet that's next. There are so many cuckoo women out there right now cutting off their men's genitalia that I wouldn't be surprised, you know? Or they post it to the point where they suffocate it. I don't know, but really, office supplies now, people? Really? Office supplies? Okay. I want to talk about, it's getting really cold, and it's really getting nippy. And Fox 5 Local had interviewed me today regarding, you know, frostbite and how to protect against it and hypothermia. I love Fox 5 News because they don't care how I look. You know, I mean, it's only cool. They don't care how I look, and they let me go on TV. I'm like, really? Really? Thank you. So I love Fox 5. They are awesome. And, you know, they cover good stories. They cover a lot of good health stories. Well, you know, we were talking a little bit in the first hour about how, you know, many of us are going into the 20s. I'm here in Southern Nevada, and yes, we are in the 20s overnight. That's cool enough to be frostbitten. You know, I mean, I wish we got more precipitation because then we get snow and it would look more like Christmas around here. But it's really cold. Deserts get cold. So here we are in the low 20s this week. And it's and I'm sure where you all are, it's pretty cold, unless some of you are living in Miami, and then, you know, muy bien, all right, lucky you. But it's really cold where a lot of us are living. And so the chance for frostbite can easily happen. And, you know, what is frostbite? Well, basically what happens is the tips of your fingers or the tips of your ears or the tips of your toes or even your penis that's out there in the cold, it starts to lose blood supply and necrose, frostbite. Or sometimes the freezing acts as a burn. You know, when you're frostbit, you start to get red, then you start to get swollen, you could blister, you could scar, just like a burn, all right? It's almost identical to a burn, except it's freezing. Now, it doesn't even have to be freezing temperatures. It's exposure to cold and ice sometimes. So you could have, let's say, got drunk, you know, gotten wet, and with the wind chill factor, et cetera, that could do it. And I mean, you could be in 40 degree weather and still have frostbite, you know, and we talk about hypothermia where people's temperatures fall below 95 degrees. That usually can happen to people that are elderly and kids and, you know, people that have some mental incapabilities. And you need to watch your family members. Just because you aren't cold doesn't mean baby isn't cold. You know, we're going to be having New Year's in a few weeks. And I know a lot of us, you know, we got to take mother-in-law, right? So we're like, all right, I'm going to take mother-in-law. But I know what a lot of us do. We go outside, we look at the light, and we just kind of wheel, you know, mother-in-law someplace. We have her just sit and watch. Everybody always kind of puts mother-in-law in the corner. Put grandma on the corner. Well, grandma could freeze to death, okay? Especially if she's wearing flip-flops and she didn't tell you, okay? You know, I mean, most of the grandmas I know, they don't like to wear gloves. You know, they like putting on their easy shoes, or they put on their slippers that are open-toe slippers, and you try to tell them something, and they go, you don't touch me like that. You don't know, you young little whippersnapper. And you're like, yes, ma'am. All right, you know, take a look and see. Make sure your kid is bundled up. All right, now, hypothermia is when your whole body gets cold. And this is a huge risk factor because these people that are, you know, hanging out, like, you know, with us, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. So Vegas is wonderful at New Year's because we have the Strip. And when the Strip gets lit on New Year's, it is exquisite. Now, I don't go because, again, there's no place to pee. Yeah, no, thanks for reminding me. Yeah, I did. I peed on break. But my problem is you know, that they bring in those porta potties, et cetera, but I don't like going in a porta potty, especially when it's cold and it's plastic and all that. So I don't go to the strip because you can't pee, and then when you want to leave, there's hours of traffic. So I like to kind of watch it from my house, or we go to a hill, et cetera. But it is gorgeous up there. But the problem is you know, you're drinking, it's very cold, the wind chill factor, you sometimes, you know, pee on yourself, and anything that's wet can freeze. Now, a lot of times, if you're frostbitten or hypothermic, people will go, okay, well, let's warm you up. Let's thaw you out. All right? So they start to warm you up, thaw you out, and they're like, all right, you're good. Go back out there. Uh-uh. All right? Refreezing is worse than the first freezing. You know, like if you refreeze thawed meat, it's not good. Same thing. Same thing with your body. Okay, so let's say you're out there and you're watching the Christmas lights, or you're watching New Year's fireworks, etc. Right? How do you know if your buddy is hypothermic? Well, first, if your buddy's been drinking, assume. Just assume. Because remember, you know, these alcohol-intoxicated individuals aren't going to be speaking and acting the most coherently, just like my speech right now doesn't sound that coherent, okay? So your cold friend is going to be shivering. They'll be cold, pale, a little bit blue in the skin. The lips will look blue. They may be a little apathetic. Now, you may think it's because they drink so much and they're drunk, but that could be hypothermia, all right? Now, I mean, look at these symptoms. All right, poor judgment, hypothermia, or are they drunk? Mild unsteadiness in balance or walking, hypothermic, or are they drunk? Slurred speech. All right, so if your buddy has slurred speech, doesn't really have good judgment, all right, really doesn't care, have really a lot of interest, sitting there cold and tipping over unbalanced, they may not be drunk, they may be hypothermic. Also, their hands could be numb, fingers could be numb, and of course, frostbite setting in. Those are the early symptoms, late symptoms. The pulse starts to slow down, breathing starts to shallow, weakness, confusion, loss of consciousness, muscles become stiff. I mean, when the body temperature drops, remember Dr. Zhivago, he was sweating in it? Your body will sweat to try to warm you up. You know, you've got to get them to a medical facility. You cannot mess around. Well, first what you do is get anybody hypothermic into a warm area. Any wet clothes, you got to get them out of the wet clothes. So we always tell everybody, if you're going to be going out, have, you know, take a backpack, have some extra layers of clothes, because somebody always splashes you, somebody always spills, and then you walk out with wet clothes. But it's the wet clothes that can really drop your temperature. And make sure you're wearing gloves, thick socks, good boots to keep your fingers and toes warm. And when in doubt, get out from being out. Like, I just made that up. Get inside. Because it's just not worth it. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable incredible deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts? A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So as most of you have probably heard, Dr. Donald Berwick is now out. He was the administrator of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, okay? I have talked about Dr. Berwick a lot on the show. I've never had a problem with him personally. I had a problem with the idea of him running Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Dr. Berwick is a pediatrician, okay? From what I understood, a good one. And he also was a healthcare researcher at Harvard School of Public Health that eventually became vice president of the Harvard Community Health Plan, now known as the Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare. And then he was appointed to becoming the administrator for Centers of Medicare and Medicaid Services. Now, when I saw that our top Medicare official, of which he held 17 months, okay, tenure of, was a pediatrician, I almost threw a fit. I did throw a fit. I was on air. And I have nothing against pediatricians. I love pediatricians. Pediatricians are extremely intelligent, extremely bright. They just don't take care of Medicare patients that often. They really don't, okay? Most people on Medicare are 65 and above, and some people that have disabilities that are on Medicare, right, are 18 and above, and if they're 18 and below, they're on Medicaid. So I don't think pediatricians see anybody on Medicare. So when you have a pediatrician who is now going to be the top Medicare official, it really makes you scratch your head and wonder what the hell is the administration doing? Okay, now, I don't know why he's left. I want to look a little bit more into this. From what I understand, it wasn't by choice. But, again, this is just alleged. I need to find out more. And I don't have anything against him. I mean, he is probably a very intelligent, well-educated man. It's just I don't see how a pediatrician can handle the government's Medicare program. I really don't get that. I think you need to have at least taken care of a Medicare patient. All right, maybe just one. I mean, you need to understand how Medicare works. I can understand a geriatrician. All right, you know, somebody taking six. I can understand an internist. Get an internist in there who sees patients in the hospital, out of the hospital, in the nursing home. That would make sense. Did Dr. Berwick ever take care of people in the nursing home? Oh, well, Dr. Dahlia, when you guys are in training, you do. Okay, yeah, maybe 30 years ago when he was a medical student. Okay, maybe. Yeah, he might have done rounds. But, I mean, we're talking about who has day in and day out taking care of Medicare patients. That's somebody who should probably be the nation's top Medicare official, okay? Then maybe you could understand the lack of payment. Maybe you could understand how frustrating it is to not get services. Maybe you could then understand that you get a lack of physical therapy. When a person comes out of a hip replacement surgery, they're cut off after X amount of physical therapy sessions. You don't know that unless you take care of Medicare patients. How do you understand the frustration of the patient and the doctor if you don't take care of them? You know, doing childhood vaccines and dealing with otitis media and HSP and bacterial meningitis and the PEDS ICU. Yes, that's very important. A pediatrician has a lot of life-saving skills that they have to have, but for a child, okay? You know, dealing with the PEDS ICU, the NICU, how does that help you with Medicare? So I was really, really frustrated that they put a pediatrician into that office. That just didn't make any sense to me. So, I mean, I hope the next person they take has actually, you know, understands Medicare. Now, Dr. Dahlia, he was a part of Harvard Community Health Plan. Okay, I understand he researched. All right. Yes. Research, looking at the numbers, looking at the statistics. But remember, the same people that do research are the same people that came up with the numbers saying it doesn't make sense to mammogram below age 50. You're losing money. We don't want people pushing. We don't want, you know, people counting dimes and coins or whatever the analogy is where you're just kind of counting numbers or being a pencil pusher. We don't want that. We want someone that's worked in the trenches that understand. Okay, I've had 30-year-old women have breast cancer right in front of me. I could tell you it's a stupid idea to wait till age 50 for mammograms. But no, that's what the research shows. Now, I think they're going back and now they're saying, okay, the research says age 40. To heck with that. Still screen in your 30s. Don't mess around. But, yeah, he's probably very well qualified from a research standpoint. But to handle Medicare, no. I mean, and we're kind of scared here, okay? A lot of people are on Medicare. We know Medicare is going to be devoid of funds. Right? We know there's a lot of wasteful spending. Doctors are getting cuts in their pay, if they're even getting paid on the claim. Right now, you're adding services like covering obesity. That's great, and yeah, I think it's wonderful to have obesity counseling for free. That's wonderful, but you know, many doctors that code it won't get it for free. You know how many doctors coded the free physical? Medicare patients were supposed to get a free physical. I can't tell you how many doctors told me they never got paid. It was rejected. All right, so you're going to say you're going to be covering a preventative service. Preventative services never get paid. I don't know anybody who gets paid for a pap smear on Medicare. You know, maybe they have to call it an office visit, but if they call it preventative health care, no, it doesn't get paid. Oh, well, it's supposed to now. We haven't seen it. No one's told me they're getting covered for this, so I'm very, very frustrated. Maybe this is a good move, and again, nothing personal against Dr. Berwick. It's just, can we get somebody who has day in and day out been in the hospital, been in the clinic, been in the nursing homes, done home health care, that understands what these Medicare patients need, what the costs entail, what the doctors charge, why they deserve the money they're asking for, and the nurses and the PAs and the nurse practitioners? And can somebody please throw some dental in the mix? Please, please. All right. Enough with that. All right. What else is in the news? Rosie O'Donnell is getting married. Yay! She married girlfriend Michelle Rounds. Oh, I don't see a picture of her. All right. Well, good for Rosie getting married. That's fine. All right. What else is here now? Okay. More RNs. Good, good. More people are going into nursing school. I am noticing that. Thank heavens. I love you nurses. You nurses are amazing. You guys are the backbone of our healthcare system, and I think you are the most undertreated. They say teachers are underpaid. I think nurses are underpaid even more than teachers. I mean, you guys are just, and you're yelled at and scorned and cussed at. I've seen how doctors treat you. I can't believe you guys, don't show, doctors the middle finger. But anyway, it looks like more and more people are becoming RNs. They found a new trend. Has grown sharply since 2002. Many women 23 to 26 have become RNs, so they're going through past LPN to RN. They say it has increased by 62%. And we need this because we don't know where healthcare is going. And we don't know how much time doctors are going to spend if you're even going to get the doctor, right, with the way Obamacare is going. And if you can have that nurse that could be there with you and hold your hand and, I mean, nurses, I remember when I was in training, I would be at the nurse's mercy going, oh, my gosh, I still haven't had my ACLS. Okay, I use epinephrine and atropine or atropine. I got SVT. What do I use? Cardizem? I mean, thank God they were there. So you nurses are really undertreated, and congratulations for still going into a field that underpays you, and I am hoping that you do get paid what you're worth, and you help take this healthcare system by storm because we are going to need you. And a doctor in a clinic is only as good as their nurses. Right? You have bad nursing staff, you don't have a really good clinic. You have good nursing staff, whew, I got to tell you, that's three-eighths of the work, three-fourths of the work. All right, let's see what else we want to talk about here in the news. All right, parents are still spanking as a punishment. Of course they are. All right, parents are spanking. All right, a study came out saying 89% of parents have at some time smacked their child, compared to 7% who have never done so, and 4% who said they had only done when danger was present. All right, for previous generations, it was socially acceptable to smack children, but corporal punishment is now banned in 23 countries. It is. Corporal punishment, I think it's banned in Kenya and Israel and Poland and Cyprus. Now you can't smack your kid in the butt. It's all time out now. It's all time out. Don't know if it works, though, but I don't know. I don't think the spanking works either. We got to do something. I don't know. Embarrass them, maybe. Put them on the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, guys, if this is your stop, have a great rest of the way. If not, stay tuned for one more hour.
Hi, MZ from InfoWars team here. Are you tired of being a wage slave working for others who pay you peanuts and have little or no loyalty to you? There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Alex Jones's InfoWars team is different. We promote quality health, energy, and skincare products using brilliant personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and lifestyle. You can work this low-cost business as much or as little as you like. You define the reward level. Whether you seek a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Best of all, this is a business that you can do spending time doing what you like to do. It's an asset that is yours to sell or pass on to your heirs. Try doing that as a wage slave. Want to find out more? Shoot me an email with InfoWars team in the subject line and tell me a little about yourself. MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com.